Maybe praise this morning before you're seated. And shout before the Lord. Shout before the Lord. Shout before the Lord. Shout before the Lord. In the name of Jesus. Open the floodgates, Lord. Hallelujah. Pour out your spirit, Lord. In the name of Jesus. Breathe on us, Lord. In Jesus' name we pray. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah, Lord. In Jesus' name. Amen and amen. You may be seated this morning. Hallelujah. I encourage you to keep this atmosphere of worship this morning and your heart focused before the Lord. How many of you were here last week as we've seen a mini revival? It was just the beginning of great things what God is going to do among us, among New Hope Christian Assembly. We must keep this momentum. We must keep this seeking the face of God, not for just an experience, but fall in love with Jesus. When you fall in love with Jesus, it makes a big difference than just falling in love with an experience. Because the experience will leave one day. It's just an experience. But when you encounter the one who loves you, when you encounter and you have a relationship with the one who loves you, the one who has all the answers for you, it makes a difference in your life and in my life. So last week, please, just don't make it as an experience, but make it as you encounter the Holy Spirit. And this morning, God will do the same thing. I do believe that. I do believe 2018 will be a new year for individuals in this place. I do believe 2018 will be a new year for New Hope Christian Assembly. Because the people of God here, this church is seeking the face of God. Amen? This church is seeking a revival. As we've mentioned last week, I don't want to just hear, read a book about an experience that someone had with a revival. We want to be part of the revival. We want to be the one who writing that book and say, yes, I experienced that revival that day. Because when you experience revival, it's contagious. People around you will experience the fire of God because the power of God is in your life. In Jesus' name. This morning I want to speak to you about God's power. Many people around the world today are speaking about Palm Sunday. And as you know me, I am the person who just does things out of the box at times. Sometimes it's hard for me as a minister to follow this Palm Sunday or Thanksgiving Day or all these particular days in the year, though it's important to thank the Lord every day of my life. And also it's important to remember Palm Sunday as Christ started to go to the cross. This morning I want to speak about God's power. I want to continue something about what we've done last week. How God, as when we let ourselves go, as when we unblock those blockages in our life, blessings will just flow in our lives. Have you ever noticed while reading the gospel, things seem impossible for Jesus? Forgive us.
going to give us the privilege to purchase one of these sound equipments. Thank you. So have you ever noticed in the gospel, nothing seems impossible for Jesus? That everything he faced in human eyes, which is impossible for human eyes looking, but God, was nothing was impossible for him. It was not a big deal for him when he walked around and laid his hands on people and people been healed. Reading the gospel is exciting because every single page you turn to, we see Jesus' revelation that nothing was impossible for him. Sin, he overcomes it. Satan, he had crushed it. Diseases, he has healed it. Sickness, he cured it. And death, he raised it. Nothing is impossible for Jesus to do. And you must believe that nothing is impossible for Jesus to do. Do you believe that this morning? That nothing is impossible. If we understand that and we really grasp that, that even this morning, if you believe it, that nothing is impossible, something will happen in your life. Change will happen in your family. Something will happen in your life completely. There can be healing. There can be spiritual healing. Because nothing is impossible for Jesus. We spend lots of energy, time, and finances to find solutions, whether it may be in health issues or even environment issues. But just one word, Jesus can solve it. Because nothing is impossible for him. It's not hard to understand that. Because God came in the flesh and we expect him to do those things. And that's understandable, that nothing is impossible for Jesus. Because the Bible does tell us, whoever believes in me will do the works I have been doing, and they will be doing even greater things. Remember that day when you've experienced Christ. When you've experienced Christ, the power of God came in your life, within your life. And you do greater things. We will not do more spectacular things. That will be hard to do. And it's hard to believe that we can do more spectacular things than the work of Jesus. But let me ask you that. Doesn't this verse mean something in John 14, 12, doing the greater things? This is what I believe, that this should be. This should not be a disconnect. Because when Jesus went up with his heavenly Father, he gave us the Holy Spirit. Just because Jesus went with his Father, it doesn't mean it ended day. It continued the work. It continued. His Spirit remained in your life when you have accepted Jesus Christ. So that's why he said you will do even greater things. I don't believe that Jesus just went and came on this earth and died and left and gave us nothing. He gave us something else. It was the Spirit of God. The Spirit of God. This morning I want to share with you Ephesians chapter 3 verses 20 to 21. Now the secret for Jesus overcoming temptations was with the power of the Spirit. The only way you and I will overcome temptations or overcome struggles is by receiving the power of the Spirit, by being filled with the Spirit of God, being in the fullness of God daily. We cannot do it on our own strength. We cannot do it on our own resources. We need the Spirit of God within us to overcome situations, overcome temptations. While I was just sharing this, something came to my heart now. Is when I was just, one of you will receive a healing this morning in Jesus' name. Now to him who is able, it's all together, read it. Now to him who is able to do immeasurably more than we ask or imagine, according to his power that is work within us. To him be glory in the church and in Christ Jesus throughout all generations, forever and ever. Amen. Paul prays for the believers in Ephesus that Christ will dwell in them, that Christ will take control over them, and that he will be filled with the fullness of Jesus Christ. If you continue reading and you read chapter 1, 2, and 3, and you will read all of Ephesians, you will see something amazing about the fullness of God. Then the request of our prayer, the request was found in Ephesians chapter 3, verse 19, and tells us, and to know this love surpasses knowledge, that you may be filled with the measure, to the measure of all the fullness of God. It was a huge request, be filled with the fullness of God. In the same was as Jesus was on this, it was with the fullness of God. It's the same prayer to the church, will be filled with the fullness of God. That is an unbelievable request. Paul gives an unbelievable request and followed it with an unbelievable promise. Remember, what it seems impossible for men is possible for God. Paul finishes with the three first chapters in Ephesians, that what we are to do, and he knows without the power of the Holy Spirit, we cannot do anything. Do you agree with me this morning? Without the power of the Holy Spirit, you cannot even take another step. We need the power of the Holy Spirit in our lives daily. So the first three chapters says that I want you to know who you are in Christ, and then I want you to live the reality. You and I know that the enemy wants to destroy in our lives to get us to not know who we are in Christ. That's why we sing that song on Sunday mornings. You know who I am. We are a child of God. You are redeemed by the blood that was shed on the cross of Calvary. You are a child of God, adopted to the kingdom of God. So don't believe in the lie of the enemy. You are a child of God. He comes and destroys and tells you, you're not the son. You're not a child of God. That's the father of all liars. No, you are precious in the eyes of God, because He has called you. He has saved you. He has redeemed you. Once you were far, He brought you close to Him. Don't believe in that filthy lie of that enemy. Paul is saying this. You're blessed. You're redeemed. Some of us this morning may have all kinds, maybe beat up, maybe you're defeated by the devil, even by your own circumstances, and you say that I cannot get out of this thing, I cannot get out of this situation, I messed up, nothing is impossible for Jesus. I don't care how many times you failed, but you are a child of God. And you got to understand that nothing is impossible for Him. And my prayer this morning is to encourage you, is to motivate you, is to excite you, is to continue to encourage you to continue to seek the face of God. And don't believe in the lie of the enemy, because nothing is impossible for Jesus. God wants us to understand, even though you might think that God is not able, but He has promised this to us, to you and I this morning, that He is able to do more in you than you can ever comprehend. God has a glorious vision for your life and my life, for all of His children. He has a glorious vision. All He wants it to accomplish it. Paul tells us the reason why. And the first thing we must understand, what Jesus is telling us, what the Word is telling us, is this. In point number one, we have the promise of God's Word. We have the promise of God's Word. Because you look at Ephesians chapter 3, verse 20. Now to Him who is able to do above and beyond all that we ask or think, according to the power that works in us. We see that Paul is giving doxology. And what is this doxology? It's a formula of praise to God. He has just finished this prayer, and all of a sudden, he's going in a doxology and praising to God that God has the ability to do whatever we ask, because He has the power to do whatever we ask in Jesus' name. He's giving this transition. And we see the word now. Do we have the scriptures up there, brother? If you don't have the scriptures up there, I ask you to turn to the Bible, Ephesians chapter 3, verse 20. It says, now to him. The doxology's main focus is on the majestic power of God. So Paul's trying to do this doxology, and he wants them to get their attention about God's ability. Paul is saying that God is able to do more than we ask or think. God is able to do more than we ask or think. God's ability to do is much greater than my ability, than my imagination. Do you get that this morning? Whatever we think or even imagine, God does not match of what God is able to do. He is able to do far more abundantly what we even ask. There's no limit for God. His ability is much bigger than whatever we even think of. Church, I want to encourage you to do something right now. Think of this, what you really want to see in your family, in your church, in your grandchildren, in your spouse, whatever it is. Think of something that you would say, it is impossible, but I can tell you something in the biggest dreams, but I can tell you something you might think the biggest dreams, and you say, oh, God cannot do that. No, he can't do it. It might seem small. It might say, oh, it's impossible. But the Word of God, he's promised it to us, not to him who is able to do above and beyond that all that we ask or think. Stop one day for a moment. Think of it. Man, I want to see this, God. Lord, I want to see this in my church. Lord, I want to see this in my family. Lord, I want to see this in my marriage. Lord, I want to see this in this church here, oh Lord. Lord, I want to see this in my community. And you look at that and say, man, in my eyes, it is impossible to do. But the Word of God tells us that to him was able to do far above and beyond all. Look at that. All is the key word. All that we ask or even think. That's the God that you and I serve this morning. I just started here for a moment because I'm going to start rolling for a second. Usually the snowball takes time to start. But when the snowball starts to roll, it starts to push everybody out of the way. So this ball is starting to go. And God's going to start moving in a mighty precious way. He will make this place a church of prayer. There will be a revival in this place that you have never experienced it. I am sick and tired of hearing revivals all over the world, but it's not happening here. No, revival's going to happen here. Revival's going to happen, New Hope Christian Assembly. Revival's going to happen, this community. That's what I believe. When I hear people say, oh, I experienced a revival, it gets me angry because I want to see that revival. I want to be part of that revival. And I'm going to be part of this revival because we're going to seek the face of God together. Everything you think of, God is able to do more than we can even imagine. Paul says far beyond, infinitely more. Paul says that our God is able to do above and infinitely more than we ask or even imagine or think. All that we ask. Some of you might be asking, can my marriage be repaired? Yes, all things are possible with Christ. Nothing is impossible for Jesus. We're wasting time and finding resources all over the world to trying to fix our relationships, to trying to fix things around our homes. But the answer's there, child of God. Jesus is the answer. Nothing is impossible for Jesus. Hallelujah. I just want to take control here this morning. Means above all and above and beyond. Paul wants us to understand the ability of God. Paul's reason in this verse is not just to tell us that God is able, but what God is able to do in us. In our life, in your life, the ability of God, the power of God is not just for your neighbor, but it's for you also. It is for me also. That's the power of God. When you and I encountered Jesus Christ at that cross, he gave you that power, the power within your life. And you can overcome those situations of life. And you can't hold that power. Church of God, when you experienced Jesus, when you encountered Him, when you encountered the Holy Spirit, something had to happen in you. Because if it didn't happen in you, it wasn't a true confession. Because the power of God is so powerful. But the moment you accepted Jesus and you were genuine, your acceptance, and you said, Lord, forgive me, I want you to come into my life. If you really did that with a true heart, the power of God had to come, because He is a God who cannot lie. He cannot contradict His word. If He says, I'm going to my Father and you're going to wait for me, I'm going to give you that power. He's telling us that He's given us this power to continue to do what you and I are called to do, children of God. Let's not believe in the lie of the enemy, but stand firm on the word of God and believe in the promises of God this morning. Hallelujah. Oh, look at this. I'm just getting started. This is the promise given to you. It's a promise given to me that our God is able to do things that He wants us to do, and He's able to do it in your life and in my life this morning. We have an ultimate promise that God is able, but also we have an ultimate resource. We have the resource. The question is, how is God able to do that in me according to the power that is within us? God is able to do this because of the measure of His power. Because of His power is more than you can even imagine. We should not question the power of God. God is powerful and He displayed it. God has the power to save you. God has the power to redeem you. God has the power to adopt you. God has the power to raise you up. God is God. And there is only one true God. God is able to do far more abundantly beyond what we ask or think, because He is what? He is omnipotent. He can't change that. You and I cannot change that. That's who He is. He is powerful. Man, if there is current in the electricity and you put your fingers in that plug, I guarantee you there is power. But if you cut it, there's nothing else. But when you touch God, there is power. There is power. And this morning we're going to experience the power of God. We're going to experience the power of God. We're going to believe in the miracles this morning. Amen? We're going to believe in that this morning. God is able to do far more abundantly beyond what we ask or think, because He is omnipotent. From Genesis to Revelation, we see God's mighty power at work. I'll give you just three examples. God's power is seen in the creation. Psalm 33 verse 6, 9 says, by the word of the Lord, the heavens were made. The heavens were made, their starry hosts, by the breath of His mouth. He gathers the waters into the sea, into jars. He puts them into storehouses. Let the earth fear the Lord. Let all the people of the world fear Him. For He spoke and it came to be. He commanded and it stood firm. The heavens were made. No human beings can do that. It is only the power of God. Nothing is impossible for Him. God's powers is seen even in His converting sinners. The Apostle Paul was preaching, persecuting the church with vengeance, when God stopped him on his way to Damascus and the light struck him down. The power of God touched him. And you know the rest of the story. Look at Paul writing Ephesians also. God has that power to do all things. God's power is seen in His working when even we're unable to do anything. If you remember the story of Peter, who was in prison. When he was in prison, in his own strength, he cannot get out of that prison. And he was there, and the Bible says the church prayed earnestly for him. And when the church prayed earnestly for him, he experienced the power of God. The prison door flew, and he walked out of that place without being seen. Now you can tell me that the guards were blind. You can tell me that. You can argue with that. You can tell me that the gates just flew open. At that time, there was no buttons, and the security guard hitting the buttons and the doors were open. No, there was no. At that time, there didn't exist. So something had to happen. He had to be visited by the power of God. So there's times in our life, it is impossible. God, it's impossible for me to get out of this situation, as Peter was in that situation there. But the key is this, church of God. Is the church prayed earnestly? So there's someone who beside you today who is struggling with the finances, who is having a situation with their son, who is having a situation with their daughter, who's having relationship problems with their relationship and their marriage, who's having problems with themselves. Church of God, if we pray fervently, the power of God will come down upon the life of the person, because that's who God is. You can't change who God is. Getting started. I'm getting there. So we have this resource. Nothing is impossible for the Lord. We remember the story of God directed Moses. And you remember not too long ago I preached about that. He's facing the Red Sea and the mountains and the Egyptians. But the power of God opened those. The waters split open and he walked right through. Only God can do those things. Somebody might be saying, oh, there was a little creaky cracked, and although I don't care how it done, how it happened, the Bible says it was a wind, and all of a sudden, we watch the movies, we say, oh, it's a Hollywood movie, but that's reality, it happened. The power of God was demonstrated. And we can see that in the Old Testament as God has worked in the lives of the people. And we also see in the lives of the people in the New Testament, Jesus was working in the lives of the people. And today, God's still working in the lives of the people. Do you remember not too long ago, as we bowed down, as we knelt at the altar for Brother Jim, and God has totally healed him by cancer? Do we forget that day? God's working. And he still has power, is still active today. He can do anything that we even think or ask of. Whatever it is that you have in your mind, just think about it and you just call upon God and say, God, send that power and God will do it. That's how simple it is. But some of you might be asking, Pastor, I've prayed for a long time and nothing happened. I can tell you, if you stop to pray, nothing will happen. Just continue. Continue seeking the face of God. Continue seeking this power from Him. God's power is at work. Are we ready to see the power of God again? God has the power to raise dead to life. He has the power to break down walls. He has the power to make you significant to the kingdom of God. And the power that should not be questioned, because you once were dead and today you are alive. Once you were far off and he brought you close to him. You were outside of the kingdom and today you are in his kingdom doing the work of God. Church, the power of God is at work within us. The power says God has been taking this power and putting it inside us, inside of you. But you can say, Pastor, I don't feel that way. I don't feel that motivation, the motivation. I am not feeling the way you're telling me. Perfect. God loves people like that. If you don't think that you can't do it, praise God, praise God if you think, because you can't do it on your own. You need the fullness of God in your life to overcome this. You can't do it on your own. I cannot do it on my own. Daily we must go and drink at the well. Daily we must go and seek the presence of God. Church of God, put this in our hearts. Put this in our mind. We must seek the face of God daily. You must drink daily. You must eat daily. Because if you don't, you don't get big like me. But you need daily to go in the presence of God and seeking the Holy Spirit. And I know you do so, but church, just a little bit more. Just a little bit more. If it's 5 days you haven't read the Word, do it this afternoon. Read a chapter. If you haven't prayed the last 4 days, it's okay. Go and start today. If you read all Ephesians, you will see. Also, in Ephesians chapter 5, we'll see you cannot have a good relationship with your spouse. It tells us the guidelines how to be husband and wife. But that's why in verse 1, 2, and 3, it tells us about the fullness of God. Because without the fullness of God, you cannot have a great relationship. There might be some great things, some great tips, but without the fullness of God, you can't do anything. How could you love everybody? Can you love everybody? If I tell you something, raise your hands. Everybody here that loves everybody, I guarantee no one will raise up their hand. But the only way we'll love someone a little bit more is when receiving the fullness of God, because God is love. You cannot love someone if you don't have the fullness of God. It's hard. And to see what I experienced a couple of weeks ago with Joyce's niece, that forgiving that person, she had to experience the love of God. She had to inside experience something, because I can guarantee you every human being will probably say, get out of my face. But she had to encounter someone. Church of God, I cannot love my sister if I don't have the fullness of God daily in my life. Because we're weak. We're weak. And he tells us in Ephesians, I encourage you to read it, the fullness of God. And it also tells us right there in Ephesians 3. Look at this. It says, and to know the Messiah's love that surpasses knowledge, so you may be filled with the fullness of God. You be filled with the fullness of God. You can fix your marriage in doing the right things. Yes, you can. Even though you do everything right in Ephesians chapter 5, when you take the time and read it, you first must be filled with the fullness of God. That's why Paul presents it in 1 chapter 1, chapter 2, chapter 3, about who you are in Christ, adopted, redeemed, and experienced His love and the fullness of God. So when you arrive to chapter 4 and chapter 5, it is a lot easier to fix your relationship, because now you've experienced the fullness of God. But at times we want to solve our problems going in chapter 5 before going in chapter 3, in chapter 2, and chapter 1. To solve the problem in chapter 5, to love someone, you must seek the love to be in the fullness of God first. You can't do it without the fullness of God. We have an ultimate promise, we have the ultimate resources, and we have an ultimate goal. In Ephesians 3, chapter 21, look at this, what it tells us. To Him be the glory. To Him be the glory in the church. Just stop for a moment. In the church. Not talking about the building. He's talking about the believers. Why in the church first? Because the glory is among the believers first. Let's glorify, let's praise God together of God's ability, of His power. In the church and in Christ Jesus to all generations forever and ever. Amen. Paul prayed that God's glory will be abundant, manifested in the church of Christ. And like I said, it's not the building, it's the people of God. The ultimate motivation for New Hope Christian Assembly is to fight sin. You get that with me this morning? The ultimate motivation for New Hope Christian Assembly is to fight sin. We must fight sin daily. When you pray for your children, you pray in this kind. You can do it all the way you want, but this is the way I use it. I pray, Lord, I pray that my children will hate sin. Because you know the sin will separate us by God. Lord, I pray that my children, if they touch anything that is not worthy, Lord, I pray that they will hate it and run away from it. Pray that we hate sin. And then churches even to be filled with the fullness of the Spirit. See Christ more and more as a local congregation to glorify God. It's all about glorifying God. You can glorify God because the day once you were dead and today you're alive. And you say, I thank you, Lord, and I'm glorifying your name. I worship you because you took me out of the pit of hell and brought me, and you called me a child of God, and you adopted me to the kingdom of God. You were redeemed. You are a different person. You are alive in Christ today. And just for that, you can worship God and you can glorify God. So there is no reason to be quiet when there's Testimony Sunday. Because He has saved you and He has saved me. Things for us this morning, if you know Christ, this is for you. You have a promise, the resource in which God can accomplish in you. And what's missing this morning? Why do I feel that I'm not walking in the authority of Jesus? Why am I struggling with my sins and not able to conquer them? Those are questions we ask ourselves. Why am I always failing, God? What's going on with my life? I want to be in the fullness of God, but something is holding me down. And you know what it is that's holding you down? It's the sin that's holding you down. The only thing you must do is you must, what? You must take that step and believe in the power of God. And you say, God, I need your power because the word of God says, not to him who is able to do more. What? Do we know that one? He is able to do far more abundant beyond in what we ask or think. You might think that you can't do it, that you can't overcome it, but you just ask God and He will help you overcome it. Because the power of God is still active today. New Hope Christian Assembly, we have the resource. And the problem is this, we miss out of His fullness. Paul's prayer will be filled. What a wonderful prayer. That you may be filled with the fullness of God. And that's our prayer. Lord, that we'll be filled with the fullness of God daily in our lives. God Himself is our enablement. We are to be filled daily right up with the fullness of God. And when when Paul prayed that he may be filled with the God's fullness, he was praying that our character and our conduct and our conversation, we might be like Jesus. The problem is this, church. We get so filled with all kinds of stuff. We put all kinds of junk in our rooms. There's some rooms in this church we put stuff and stuff and stuff and stuff, and then we think about it. Where are we going to put our stuff? We're going to put it in this room, and we're stuffing and stuffing it, but there's not even room for ourselves to get in. That's the same thing in a spiritual walk. We put stuff in our rooms, and I no wonder why God cannot come in. Remove that stuff and make room for God. Remove whatever it is that's holding that space for Him. You got to make that cleanup once in a while. And whatever it is in your life, remove it and say, God, I'm making a special room for you to come in, Lord. Because when He is in the room, therefore, submit yourself to God, get cleaned, and be filled with the fullness of God. Like I said, some of us don't even have room for God because we're so occupied with other things in our life. The priority of God is here instead of here. And we put everything else that comes first, and we forget who really has the power is God Himself. And I'm going to encourage and encourage. When you hear a prayer service, come to it. If you can, come to it. If you don't work, go. That's the best time. There's no preaching there. We just sit and hear from God, and we pray, and we call upon Him. We have on Wednesday nights once a month. We have on Saturday night intercessory prayer. We're going to have 6-hour prayers, 12-hour prayer nights. Don't you want to see God move? I want to see God move. I want to see God move in my life, in my family, in this church, and in your lives. Some of you may know the Lord this morning, and I want to bring it to a conclusion. And then we're going to do something different this morning, because I do believe that the power of God is still active today. Remember the verse that we just read before. Now to Him who is able to do above and beyond all we ask or even think, according to the power that was within us. So now this morning, I'm going to bring it to a conclusion soon. But anything that you're thinking for this morning, if you really ask, God's power will come down. I believe that. Because His power is not dead. It's still active today. So some of you may know the Lord, but there's something in your life that's crowded out God. You're holding a room and you're not letting Him come in. Whatever it may be. Whatever it may be. It can be bitter. It can be anger. It can be a problem. Whatever it is, a circumstance. It can be a situation. It can say, oh, this failure has been here, and I know that I can't forgive myself. Oh, and this enemy comes, and he lies, and he starts to tell you all the time, and he starts to say, oh, you failed and failed and failed. God's not helping you. God didn't help you. God didn't forgive you. That's a lie from the enemy. Just make that room for God to come in, and you will see God will work in your life. Make that room for Him. There are some of you this morning who just long more for Christ. And I seen this last week, and I'm seeing it this morning, and I've seen it this last month, that you want more. You're longing more for the presence of God. You're longing more to see God move in your life. You're longing more to see God move in your family, in your home, in your children. Don't you give up. It's just around the corner. The best is yet to come. The Lord will pour out His Spirit among all His people this morning. And I believe that. Now some of you might be saying, this guy is going to die of a heart attack. But if I'm falling down to the ground, who's the first one who's going to give me mouth to mouth? Audrey? Ross? No, Church of God. Let me get a little bit more serious here this morning. Trust Him. God wants to demonstrate His power in your life this morning. If you have never experienced the power of God, I'm telling you, I'm speaking to someone. I guarantee you this. If you have not experienced the power of God, you have heard speak about God, you have heard speak about who the Jesus is, but you truly did not make that decision to accept Him. You truly did not make that decision to fully surrender your life to Him. I encourage you this morning, believe in the power of God. You might have heard people say this. You might be saying, these people are brainwashed, they don't know what they're doing. But let me tell you something, you give some space to God this morning, and you receive the power on heaven will come down upon your life like never before. Anything that you ask or think of, God can do. God can do. Now to Him who is able to do far above all and beyond all that we ask or think according to the power that works with us. I have no idea how God is speaking to you this morning. But if He is, I beg of you to respond to the Word of God this morning. I beg of you to respond to the call of God. I beg of you, I know that God is speaking to you this morning. Whatever it may be, if you need to move something off your life, Let it do. Remake some room for God, and God will pour out His power upon your life. If it is you have not accepted Jesus and He's spoken to you, take that opportunity to run at the cross and say, Jesus, if you're truly there, I want you to come down upon my life. I want to receive you as my personal Savior. And the moment you say that and you confess your sins with a true heart, I guarantee you, because God cannot change, God will not change. If God has saved in the past, God saves in the present. And if you call upon Him this morning, I guarantee you through the Word of God, He will come down and He will fill you with the power of God. This morning I want to pray. Don't know why that this came up to me this morning, but I want healing this morning. If God is able to save souls, if God is able to ready to open the Red Sea, remember what we ask or think of. If you're thinking of something upon your life this morning, or you're having a headache, or you're having a leg pain, or a back pain, or an earache, or a heart, or a chest pain, whatever it may be, you place your hand right there and believe in the power of God, and you say, Lord, send your power right now in the name of Jesus. God will send that power upon your life, and He would heal you by the power of God. Do you believe in the power of God? God's power is still active. It can be emotions, it can be depression, it can be anything in your mind that's going through. Whatever it is, Church of God, let's stop complaining and start calling upon the name of God and start believing in the power of God in the name of Jesus. I am just starting here. Let me tell you something. This is just 2018. The older I get, the more I'm going to preach louder. Usually the older you get, you preach more slower. But I can tell you something. The more I get older, the more I'm going to preach. The more I'm going to give out the Word of God with authority and power, because that's what God has given me. The power that comes from heaven upon my life. And I pray in the name of Jesus, when you place your hand on someone, you believe it in the name of Jesus that you'll be healed. Don't you doubt the power of God. Don't you turn your back from the power of God. Children of God, you are here because someone prayed and you experienced the power of God. And this morning, yes, you experienced the power of God. And when you pray, let someone else experience that power of God. Remember one thing when you received the Holy Spirit? Remember one thing when God has come into your life? You know why signs and wonders are not happening? Because we're not acting in faith. We don't believe in that power anymore. We put it aside. We say weirdos are for the cuckoo people. Let me tell you something. God has never changed, and He won't change. Signs and wonders will happen in 2018 in the name of Jesus. When you lay your hands on someone, and people will be healed and transformed by the power of God in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Let's all stand for a moment. Divine healing involves a supernatural act of God, which involves a physical, emotion, or spiritual problem. If I have someone who come and play at the organ or the piano this morning, as the team will come forward, let me pray right now this morning. In the name of Jesus, did you come here expecting a miracle from God? Respond to that question to yourself. Yes, I have come. You say, Lord, I have come here this morning to receive something from you. I don't want to stop of last week. Yes, last week was good, but I want to continue with that momentum. I want to continue seeking that face. I want to continue seeking the presence of God. I want to continue seeking the fullness of God. I want to continue seeing signs and wonders. I'm going to continue seeing a revival in my life this morning. Church of God, don't you stop. When you take that moment, you will come up and you start praying once again, and you will see God will move in a mighty way upon your life, because the power of God is still active this day. Amen to amen. Do you believe that this morning with me? Come on, Church of God, do you believe that this morning with me? Do you believe the Word of God, that God's power is so powerful? So whatever you ask this morning, whatever you think of it this morning, whatever it is, Church of God, come up and you start praying and say, Lord, it might seem impossible in my eyes, but I know, Lord, that that power is still active today. Believe it, oh God. Believe in that promise that to Him who is able to do far more beyond what we ask or think of. God is able to do that this morning. God is able to heal. God is able to restore. God is able to take your life once again and bring you to a higher ground that you've never been before, in Jesus' name. So let me close with this morning. In the Christian world, you take your way and you come up this morning and you start praying. You start praying and you start believing. We see throughout the scriptures many times that Jesus healed the sick. And he's just one of many examples. In Matthew 9, it tells us this. When he had gone indoors, the blind man came to him and he asked him, "Do you believe that I'm able to do this?" And he said, "Yes, Lord," they replied. Then he touched their eyes and said, "According to your faith, it will be done to you." So whatever it is this morning, think of it this morning. Say, "Lord, I need a full restoration upon my life. Lord, I need healing upon my body. Spiritual healing, physical healing, whatever it may be this morning." Church, you pray with this with me before we start worshiping the Lord together. And you repeat after me. Now you put your hand where you're hurting. Whether it is in your mind, what is in your chest, what is in your heart, what is in your leg, but believe in the power of God this morning. Right now you place your hand where you want to put it and you believe by the power of God, and you just repeat after me this morning and you will see God will do something great. Sister Jeanette, put your ear on that, your finger on that ear, and believe it and claim it and proclaim it in the name of Jesus that God will heal you this morning. You believe it. Don't you stop praying until God does something work in your life this morning. So this is the prayer this morning, Church of God. Pray with me this morning. God, you may know me so well. You created me. You know the number of my hairs on my head. You even know the thoughts conceived in my heart. You have told us to come to you and ask for every need of life. You are Jehovah Rapha, the God who heals. You have the final word on my destiny, the number of the years I've lived and to serve you on earth. Lord, I come to you today as a child of God, longing to hear from you and asking you for your divine healing. I absolutely believe that you have the power to heal. You have demonstrated on earth and you still heal in miraculous ways today. Father, I pray for total healing in my life in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Come on, let me hear together this morning. Let's sing together one song. And I want you to pray and believe. Church, don't stop. We want that revival. Nothing is impossible for Him.